With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Live Day is back. That's right. Tuesday, November 10th, our show in the men's room will be doing everything live. Sound effects, commercials, music. There is nothing pre-recorded. It's all live.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be scary.
Well, it's 2020. What else could possibly go wrong?
You're absolutely right. It's just it continues the trend of just pure chaos.
And yes, how we're doing it this year, obviously, was going, but we're going back old school. We're going to be here in the studio because of COVID. So we've got our bands that will be performing live from their home studios via Zoom. And even our big boy voice, Malcolm, will be doing it from his home studio.
Right. So we'll be embracing technology as they're live from their places. We're live from our places. And hopefully we'll get some listeners involved in, as well on the Zoom. We'll see what happens.
On the Zoom. Live Day, Tuesday, November 10th. Again, it is presented by the good folks at The Advocates. You want more information about Live Day? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Thursday, so let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken!
Oh, yeah! Yeah, release that Kraken! And ask him questions? I don't know. I don't know how that works out.
You really are a big fan, aren't you?
It's not available for answers right now.
Okay. It'll be a little while until we can ask the old Kraken some questions
why,
there.
Why did you go down this line of questions? Why did you do this, Steve?
I was just, I don't know.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Wonderful boy.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got James in Renton. James, are you there?
BJ Shea.
Who cares? All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, James will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. James, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's give this a shot.
All right. Who won an Academy Award for his portrayal of Jake LaMotta in the film Raging Bull?
Not Pacino.
Steven Spielberg was born in what decade?
The 40s.
Yes. Nice. Which team does LeBron James currently play for?
The Cavaliers?
No.
Golden State Warriors?
No.
I don't follow basketball. Pass.
Okay. What color tie does Fred Flintstone typically wear?
Blue.
Yes. What Shakespearean king was actually king of Scotland for 17 years?
Macbeth?
Yes. Which bird's top running speed is 43 miles per hour?
An ostrich?
Yes. What metal is the Statue of Liberty's visible surface constructed from?
Copper.
Yes. Leslie Gore sang the famous lyrics, "It's my party and I'll what?"
cry if I want to.
Yes. In what part of the female body would you find amniotic fluid?
The womb?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct.
Oh, you got caught on there, didn't you?
Yep. I had to think a second there, but I know my medical terminology.
Do you, though?
Well, I figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. It took a second there, as you could tell by that pregnant pause.
Yeah, you did a great job.
I see what you did there.
Well, thanks.
Well, we'll have to see how Steve does with all of this.
Yeah, Stevie.
Are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
Who won an Academy Award for his portrayal of Jake LaMotta in the film Raging Bull?
Al Pacino.
No.
Robert De Niro.
Yes.
There we go.
I get those two confused.
Steven Spielberg was born in what decade?
The 1940s.
Yes.
Yes.
Which team does LeBron James currently play for?
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
The champions.
What color tie does Fred Flintstone typically wear?
Is it red?
No.
Green?
No.
Blue.
Yes.
Yes.
What Shakespearean king was actually king of Scotland for 17 years?
King Lear?
No.
King MacArthur?
No.
King Arthur?
King MacArthur?
No.
Or king Hamlet?
No. Yeah,
king Oedipus?
No. Which bird's top running speed is 43 miles per hour?
An ostrich?
Yes.
Yes.
What metal is the Statue of Liberty's visible surface constructed
Copper.
From? Yes. Leslie Gore sang the famous lyrics, "It's my party and I'll what?"
Cry if I want to.
Yes. In what part of the female body would you find amniotic fluid?
The, the vulva?
No.
Go back to school.
That's good.
That's just a no.
Yeah,
and Steve
done.
Is just giggling right now.
He's
he can't
done.
Even say any words.
Yeah, he's done.
You just, like, shock and awed, Vicky, there with that one.
Vicky's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and it's a tie.
Woo!
Wow.
Thanks
boobies?
For playing, James.
No!
Oh.
Yeah, go back to school, buddy.
I don't want to go to school.
I can tell. No, it is the womb or the uterus.
Hey!
James got that correct. And you, I'm never asking a question like that ever again.
I just never didn't think that day I'd get to say the word vulva on the air.
I didn't either.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
it's very great,
cool.
It's a great car.
Yeah.
the other one you missed, the Shakespearean king that was actually a king of Scotland. James got that one correct as well. It was Macbeth.
Oh.
Which you got kind of close when you almost said MacLear.
MacArthur.
MacArthur.
Oh, MacArthur. Yeah. Yeah.
Macbeth.
Well, what are you going to do?
Vulva.
You're not a Shakespearean vulva kind of guy.
Wow. Well, yeah. Congrats on your tie. You deserve it.
Yeah, you sure do.
I feel like I should get a song for how bad that all went.
No,
but I didn't get it.
That's not how it is.
It's not how it is. All right. Well, hey, listen, kids, if you're tired of seeing Christmas decorations, people are starting everything early this year. A big, big number of people have already started watching holiday movies. Has your wife started yet?
I got home yesterday and on the television was Hocus Pocus.
Well, that's at least that's a Halloween movie, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Halloween movies. No, she has not started yet with the Christmas ones, although there are already a couple on our DVR. So she's starting to stockpile them.
Yeah, 1 in 3 people say they've already started. They've already watched a Christmas flick already.
I don't even know how she finds these movies. I think she just like types DVR, record anything that has the word Christmas in its title or description.
There's a ton of them on there, man.
Oh, it's insane. I mean, Hallmark, Netflix alone has it's insane how many Netflix Christmas movies there are.
I don't know if Prime is getting in that Christmas game or not. I haven't checked them out to see. But yeah, between the big three, Hallmark, Netflix, and Prime,
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, plus I would imagine all the networks or whatever and they got their old and whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you got the old school ones, but every year they pop out a couple of new ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. So, October, that's people say that's when they start watching Christmas music. 40% of the people say we start in October. 37% said they start in September.
I couldn't even imagine that. I think it's got to be mid to late November. And even then, to me, that's a stretch. I would not. I'm not a big Christmas movie guy, but if I was, I think I'd start December 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like you start after you see Santa. That was always our rule. You see Santa at the Macy's parade, then the Christmas season happened.
I saw Santa 2 weeks ago at the gym.
Yeah, see,
wait,
it doesn't
what?
Count.
Yeah, Santa works out at my gym.
Well, you know, he's
in great shape.
I feel Santa's like he shouldn't
ripped.
Be in great shape. I feel like Santa's got to give him. Remember that one show where she tried to fatten him up?
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of milk and cookies he's going to be eating soon, so he needs to at least kind of balance it out.
Yeah, but I want a fat Santa. That's what I want.
He'll be fat on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
trust me.
I mean, he's getting ready. It's preemptive.
Trust Vicky. Why, Vicky? Are you just going to load him up with lard? Trust me, I'll take
No, we're loading him up with cookies and milk. Didn't you hear me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but if he's working out, I mean, then he might
he's getting swole.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be swole. I don't need swole Santa.
It's Pike Place Santa. I had to ask the gym owners, I'm like, is that Santa Claus? Like, Santa work out in our gym?
Yeah,
and they're like, yeah, Santa works here. I'm
so
like,
what, is he dressed up as Santa?
No, he's got the big white beard and the hair, and he's just pumping iron, man.
Oh, okay.
He's got his reindeers that are spotting him. It's weird.
Okay, then it's definitely Santa. You know, 20% of people start watching Christmas movies in August. That's
August?
A lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people this year. It must be 2020.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Maybe they just want that, you know, solace of like the holidays if it makes them feel good.
And
someone says Christmas does not get recognized in my home until December 1st.
Oh, see, I think day after Thanksgiving, that's when you do it.
Yeah, that's usually what we do. It's like that weekend, that's when we start busting out all the Christmas lights, the Christmas decorations, and just, you know, go balls out for Santa.
Yeah, I mean, what do? Do you just sit around and do nothing between, like, you know, Black Friday and December 1st? It's like no man's land? You gotta
don't do anything.
Yeah, but no, you got to do something. Come on,
so as I start watching Christmas movies on my birthday, December 13th, that's Baby Tatum's birthday as well.
Oh.
Or as I like to call it, the first day of the 12 days of Christmas from Big Zach.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, actually, yeah, look at that. It maths out.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. But then if you have an advent calendar, you get all those days. You want all 20, you want 25 days of stuff.
That's right, because that's 25 days of chocolate.
Yeah. And people are looking for new holiday movies like your wife. 80% of the people in this survey said, yeah, we want new Christmas stuff.
Watch Hallmark. They got them for you.
Yeah, they do. Well, there you go. So, yep. And so that's, I think this is why people just want, you know, they want some comfort. Like a lot of people are saying, we just want to skip to the end of 2020. We can't wait for Ryan Seacrest to drop that damn ball.
Well, what do they think? Everything's going to just change on January 1st? We're going to still suck in January 1st.
People are superstitious.
So it's like, let's not get in such a rush to get the 2020. 2021 is going to suck just as much as 2020.
Wow. Well, there goes the hope.
Well, it's like any year when you know, sometimes, like, sadly.
What about you? Do I look like your best friend and you're just bitching at lunch?
Yeah, but no, I always crack up, but not crack up because we're talking about dead people, but when like celebrities die,
okay.
And there was like, 2016 is really up, it's turning out to be the worst year ever. I'm like, here's a sad news flash. The older we get, all of our favorite celebrities are also getting older and they're going to die too. And so it's just going to continue to get worse. Like,
Mommy, why is Uncle Steve telling me everyone's going to die? I don't know, but we're going to give him some.
What's come on here, kid.
What's that your mom's been drinking? We need to get some. We need to get you a rum chata right now.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I do, but that's kind of.
It sucks, but it's true.
That's what old people say. I mean, you're trying to find hope.
Well, that's why I don't go on social media going, 2019 is the worst year ever because this celebrity died.
I think everybody that actually went on, though, and said 20-something is the worst whatever, I want to give them a punch in the face because really, this is the worst year ever. You can't ever, I don't care what anybody says, from now on, there is no worst year ever.
Oh, I'm just going to be like, the year you're in, man, is your worst year ever. Yeah. Just accept it.
Can we
2021 is going to be the worst year ever. 2022, probably going to be the worst year ever as well.
Yeah, no. We're going to kick somebody in the jimmy. If they ever say that anything beyond 2020 is the worst year ever on Facebook, I'm going to go to their house and kick them in the Facebook jimmy.
So do we turn it around? Like as soon as like something gets better, we're going to be like, this is the best year ever.
Well,
and
yeah.
That's just what we say from now on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think with the Mariners World Series, that will be the best year ever.
Well, then
that's never going to happen, though.
Well,
so there's never going to be a best year ever.
I could dream. Everybody and his mother is winning championships except the frickin' Mariners.
Calm down and eat a Snickers. I would love to eat a Snickers. That would make it the best year
Oh, yeah,
ever.
But the vending machine doesn't work, and you're pissed
right.
at those people.
2020, worst year ever.
The
worst.
Machine's
you know what? That vending machine's still going to be broken in 2021. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, you want to put money on it?
I would put money on it.
Oh, you
want to
put money on it now? Yeah. Whoa, let's just bet on the misery.
This life won't get better until we have food in that vending machine.
Oh, that's what it'll take.
That will be the swing.
Yeah, forget the vaccine, please. Get the food in the vending machine. That's more important.
The Migs, the New Year hope killer.
Just yeah. Text I know. I mean, that's Hope Springs Eternal. It's what, you know, sports fans do. They know their team sucks. I mean, every year Mariner fans go, it'll be different. Spring training, you get excited. People
yes,
want to get on the, you know.
You do that.
Yeah, but you know what? You know it. Yeah, you have to understand. You know the Mariners are going to suck until probably, I don't know.
Next year will be a good year.
Until COVID-35 comes out, they'll be sucky.
I think they're going to make the playoffs next year.
Dude,
you said that this year on the weird year.
What's wrong with him? You hate hope for everything, but yet you have hope for the worst probably team in franchise in any sports franchise. They really are.
I just don't think we should have this title of worst year ever. Like I'm just warning, 2021 is probably going to suck too.
Except for the Mariners, for some reason you think they're going to be okay.
Mariners are going to be really good.
there's something wrong with you.
They got 95 wins.
Honestly, there is something wrong with you, and I want you to go.
They're going
to
play only 96 games.
Yeah, exactly. Go into the concussion protocol, please. Would you go into that? Something's going on.
So says, I agree with Steve. This virus isn't going to say, well, my contract is out this year, so it's been good. So 2021 could be worse.
I don't think he's got a good agent.
I don't think it could be worse as far as the average person's mental suffering.
Now, I truly hope not.
I mean, look, I understand that people are going to pass away from this. People are going to get sick from this. But you take a look at the overwhelming majority of Americans that have not been impacted themselves by this, like physically. Those people are going through pain. And that's why I'm thinking, for those people, I got to be thinking 2021 is going to be better because hopefully we'll be in a higher phase.
I hope you're right.
Be able to do more things. And I'm talking about the people that don't have physical ramifications from COVID. And that is a majority of Americans. I mean,
you're talking more like, will like things be open again? And like,
or just
like,
be able to do your life again.
Right.
You know, or at least a little bit more of your life again, a little bit more normalcy. Because even though we have, you know, millions of people in this country that have got it, and of course, you know, over 200,000 people that have unfortunately passed away from it, that's still not the majority of Americans, and yet we've all been impacted. That's what I think they're thinking. Yeah, Steve's still not buying it. He doesn't buy science. He doesn't buy hope. What do you buy?
T-shirts.
You know, chicken teriyaki yesterday at the store.
All right, fair enough.
Yesterday was the best day ever.
Okay. Really? Best day ever?
Best day ever in the worst year ever.
Wow.
Wow.
How'd you do that?
Yeah, right?
It's all in your perspective, man.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for giving me the
perspective, man.
Yeah, he gave us that half full perspective just now, didn't
go Mariners.
Have something. All right. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic, whether you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You call us your text at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic and you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. And you can also text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Do you think there's hope in the air or misery in the air?
Yeah.
You get to share it, but Steve still has a rule.
Show some energy, BJ, and bring it. No matter what you're saying, as long as you have some energy to it. Otherwise, you're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Let's go to Evan in Black Diamond. Evan, you are on the Rock.
Morning. How are you guys?
Morning, Evan. Welcome to the show. We're doing well. What you got, buddy?
I just got to say, you guys seem pretty negative about 2021 coming up.
It's going to be the worst.
First of all, that's Steve.
It's going to be the best. Mariners are going to win the World Series.
All right.
Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl. Everyone's going to hit Blackjack 21 at the casino.
He's right.
You name it, man. The sports are going to be insane this coming year.
The
sports are going to be insane. What do you think, Evan? What's leading you to this conclusion?
I don't know. 21's my lucky number, so.
Boom.
You know, 2021.
I'm with you, man.
Oh, 21's your lucky number. So Mariners. What's it done for you? What's 21 done for you over the years?
Well, I like to bet on that at the casino.
And how's it done for you?
Like on roulette. You guys ever play roulette?
Yeah. So what's it? How much 21. Have you won? How much have you won in roulette in your entire life? Are you up or down in that game?
On roulette, I'm up probably a couple grand.
That's not bad, and it's all 21.
There was a time in Vegas, like 3 months ago. I bet $25 on 21, and I ended up winning. What was that like? Somewhere in like the $800 or $900 range, I think.
Oh, see, wow, that's pretty sweet. That's
21's treating me pretty well, so I have good hopes, and I always bet on the Mariners too to win the World Series. So
yeah,
I mean, with how bad they are, like in the sports books, I mean, they're like 500-1. So you know, you bet $5 on the Mariners to win, you're coming up probably $2,500 quick.
How much do you bet typically on the Mariners every year?
On the Mariners, I just do $5 because I mean it's kind of a sucker bet. I mean, you bet $5 with 500-1 odds, you know you're coming up $2,500.
Yeah, I mean you're not going to remember that $5 you lost, but you'll remember winning $2,500.
I mean that's like half the cost of a pack of smokes. You know, bet $5 on there, you know you're coming up.
Good call,
go Mariners.
I really can't argue with this logic. So you're saying 2021 is your year, buddy. So that's how there you go. He hit 21 on the roulette wheel. Why not imagine that 21 is going to be a great year?
Dude, I just saw on Twitter, there's a video. I'd imagine we can't play it because it might need to be bleeped, but it's Carlos Dunlap who just got traded to the Seahawks.
And oh, right.
It's a video of him talking about how excited he is. And it says, I'm nervous as hell, but I'm excited as F too.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Well, you're going from the Bengals to a world-class organization in football, and also they are a massive contender.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you're leaving a team that just you didn't seem to make sense in their defensive scheme with their coaches and stuff, and you were very very unhappy with the amount of games you're getting to play. Now you're going to walk into a situation where everybody's like, "Please help us."
And he's getting a metropolitan upgrade. I got to be thinking that. Look, I mean, I don't want to hate on any other city, but I just can't imagine that Cincinnati is cooler than Seattle.
Oh yeah,
I think we're a cooler city,
and it's probably cheaper to live here too. I bet.
Oh well, that's probably going to be different.
He probably
doesn't have to worry about that.
No, I think he's going to be okay.
I think he'll find a place that's within his means.
Well, they're building a house right by my house. Maybe you should come to Puyallup.
Oh yeah, there you go. Your right
neighbors.
Next to you. Wow, this is perfect.
I don't know. It could be worse.
You should start that campaign, Steve.
Yeah, Carlos, come live next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll get to him.
Yeah. I'm sure he wants to live right next to you. He's like, hey, Pete, you know, hey, John, yeah, can I get that house next to Steve? Otherwise, I am not going to be putting on that uniform.
Rev, you got a text, and it is National Cat Day, and someone said, did you see that they're doing, I wonder if they decided to put this out today on National Cat Day, a Grumpy Cat Funko Pop.
Yes, I just saw that, and I sent it to my wife. I'm so excited for this.
I bet they did pick this day, because those folks are smart. Day. They know what they're doing.
It looks awesome.
Yeah,
and it's flocked, which means it's got a little fuzziness on it.
Yeah.
So it looks, it's amazing.
What does that even mean?
I just told you. It has a little fuzziness on it.
No, you actually will feel fuzziness on the cat?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know. I've never heard of that word before, flocked.
Really?
Yeah.
I honestly didn't either until I read this description. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And that's a big deal.
So is this the first fuzzy pop?
Dude,
it's usually hard plastic.
Oh, I think they've done stuff like that before. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, that's actually.
Like it says, Grumpy Cat is not pleased, but she is flocked.
Okay. Well.
It's only $15 and it's limited edition.
But it's a pre-order right now. I have to wait until January of 2021 for this.
Well, see, this is proof that 2021 is going to get better.
He's
got a good point.
You might want to get a few of them, man, because if it's limited edition, these things will probably be worth a penny or two.
Just like all those Beanie Babies.
See, these pre-orders.
Okay, good point.
You know what? I have to tell you, man. Pre-orders are basically Kickstarter for major companies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a little frustrated by that because.
Why?
Not because I want it now. If they would build it, you know what I mean? Companies are supposed to take a risk and, like, make stuff and then try to sell it to us so we can get it right away. But this
right,
pre-order
these companies that are all going out of business, they should be taking a risk and up their chances of going.
Well, usually the bigger the company, the more they will produce stuff. But
sure.
Are we going to see that in the future? Like, nobody is ever going to have anything on demand anymore? Like, you're going to have to wait for everything.
There'll always be stuff that people could just instantly access because they got to appeal to the group of people out there that are impulsive and don't want to wait.
Well,
so you don't want to completely get rid of that.
I mean, hello, Funko. That's us.
Well, Funko's got plenty of things you can just go into a store and buy. This is just one pre-order.
Why are you getting so mad?
You don't even want the cat. You don't even like it.
Because I want to buy it.
Two Funko Pops.
I want to buy it and then do something with it that'll piss Rev off.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go. See?
Good luck to you, Rev.
I want to troll Rev on that one.
Sweet.
Why can't I? Why can't I have my fun? 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999.
Got a few texts about this, and I didn't even realize that until I went online. I'm like, that's pretty cool. It said, Migs, today is the 35th anniversary of that famous Dusty Rhodes Hard Times promo. It's crazy what Dusty was saying. That S he said was still ringing true today. Another person, it's the 35th anniversary of Dusty Rhodes Hard Times promo. Can you guys play it today?
I don't even know what this is.
So this was an iconic promo for Dusty. You remember Dusty Rhodes?
I know him, but I don't remember the
wrestler,
promo.
Wrestler, 70s as well, and he was just like larger than life, both physical stature and also just charisma and personality. He was in a feud with Ric Flair. Ric Flair was the bad guy, and somehow got onto the topic of hard times, and it's like one of the most like shared and quoted wrestling promos. Even people who aren't big wrestling fans seem to be aware of this one because it's like he's tackling some like serious life issues, which oddly enough, he's talking about how like people are losing their jobs to computers, which really hasn't changed much in the last 35 years.
No.
So Rev has a clip of it so you can hear what he's talking about.
He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard time. That's hard time. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking Dusty Rhodes out. That's hard time.
Okay, well, he lost me a little bit with that one, but okay.
I like how he brought it back.
Yeah.
It is funny that he really didn't bring it back. The bravado of a man. It's like the country was having hard times because Ric Flair took the title from
him. He had me for a long time, but then he lost me.
It's a powerful piece.
Yeah, it's a great piece. And
30 years.
Talk about foreshadowing. I really think that in fact, there's my son's generation have witnessed this. They have witnessed people busting their ass and just getting shown the door no matter how hard they work. So why bother?
So there was a time where when you lost your job, someone would hand you a watch as a parting gift?
It's a forced retirement, really, is what it is. Because you get the gold watch at retirement. But when really, and look, we've seen this in our industry, and they want people to retire so it doesn't look like they're getting booted out the door.
Yeah.
And so the gold watch was, hey, he's retired, and here's your gold watch. That was what you were supposed to. But it was supposed to be a gold Rolex. Then it became a gold-plated watch. And then it really, my father, I have his gold watch.
You still have it?
I still do.
And keep it in a certain place?
I do, because 5 long years. But it is a chintzy watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's gold-plated, and it is sort of a joke of what it was supposed to be. And I use it as motivation, is to never, ever trust big companies, and I'll make my own way, and I won't fall in line with, you know, be a good employee, and you'll get your gold watch and your pension. Well, my dad got a gold-plated watch and no pension.
I want an Apple Watch at this point.
It's worth more than what they gave my dad.
Yeah, and mine's not working anymore, so I need a new one.
My dad's watch was a regular brand. It wasn't like any fancy brand, and it wasn't real gold because it's all worn off now. But that was what you were supposed to get when you retired to show you were a great employee. You were supposed to get a gold Rolex.
Rolex.
That was way back in the day.
For right now.
Yeah, I mean, that was That's when you, but that's what all the big fancy people got. And then they go, well, we'll give laborers a gold watch.
Jeez.
We'll give,
gold Rolex is the cheapest one I found just doing a quick search. Well, that one's $500, but I don't even think that's a Rolex. Usually between $6,300 and $30,000.
Yeah, that's probably why they don't do that anymore.
Yeah. I don't even.
Could you imagine if you were being let go and like, hey, we're sorry, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to say it's retirement, but here's a watch.
Yeah.
That's what they used
to do.
I don't even know how I could react to something like that. I'd be like, you know, you're just so like angry and heartbroken. Now you want to just hand me a watch? You could just take that watch and shove it up your
Mr. Walken.
Timepiece.
Yeah, Mr. Walken, we'll have to take care of it again. I have a lot of watches I have now.
So this is my dad got forced out of Alaska Airlines last week, and he got a propeller fin.
Yeah.
Like a big one?
I don't know. Is it gold-plated at least?
I have no idea. I have some friends I've made because I fly so much, and I heard from them that because of this whole pandemic, a lot of them were not going to make it. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it really sucks. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 936 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody just texted in saying, hey, guys, just drove by Storino Farms in Puyallup, and their pumpkins are $1 for customer appreciation. They must have at least 1,000 of them in the field. Support a local business. Great place to pick up some local veggies as well.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. $1 for pumpkin.
And I have to make my trip over there to get a pumpkin.
Yeah. Plus,
you got a few, but you can always use another pumpkin.
Apple cider, corn on the cob. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, there's a lot can be done at those farms.
Yeah. The corn at the pumpkin patches are always the best.
Yeah. Can't disagree.
What? He said he can't disagree.
Oh. I didn't hear the can't part.
Listen, I know that I'm always a contrarian, but this
I know
time,
I was just expecting it.
But you know, I said, I'm with you, kids.
Okay.
Whew. I mean, corn on the cob at the pumpkin patch is awesome.
Crisis averted.
Earlier this morning, we talked about what kind of scams did you pull in your life. One person said 25 years ago, I would call Pizza Hut and claim that they never delivered the pizza and whatever else you said they didn't bring, and they would always send you what you ordered.
That's a good business, I guess, until you start really, you know.
What was it, the Domino's had that 30 minutes or it's free thing, and then eventually they just had to stop because the delivery drivers were getting into car accidents.
Yeah, it's too dangerous.
Trying to get to your place in 30 minutes or less, which I was one of those douches in college where
you're
like, start the stopwatch. If there are 2 seconds over, we're calling.
Didn't you measure the pizzas too?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
That was our scam. We would measure the 12-inch pizza. And if it was under 12 inches, we would call and complain and say, you guys sent us an 11-inch pizza or a 10.5-inch pizza. And they would always send us a new pizza. And more often than not, they would just let us keep the other pizza.
I'm just wondering how these businesses make money when basically your prime demographic is a college student.
A stoner.
Yeah.
Trying to get free S.
How do you make money? The markup on the pizzas must be a lot in order for you to recoup it, even when you have to bring four or five replacements and you still might be making money on the deal.
I'm not saying it's my proudest moment, but you know, when you're broke, hungry, and in college, you come up with creative ways to try and get free stuff.
Yeah, sound like that dude they called us. You know,
it was the 90s. It was the era of grunge, man.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
How about this person said, back in the Nintendo 64 and Dreamcast days, Target would put a bunch of games on clearance for really cheap, sometimes less than quarter of the normal price. I would buy every single one of them and then return them for store credit at various game stores. At one point, I had nearly $2,000 worth of store credit.
Ooh.
See, buy them cheap and then sell them back to the other place for the regular price.
Buy low, sell high,
that's
baby.
That's not a scam. Yeah, that's just capitalism.
Yeah, that's a stock market thing. Yeah, there's nothing illegal about that at all where the Rev's right. It's just capitalism.
It's just capitalism at its best.
Yep.
Yeah, basically.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
So I want to know, what's your guys' favorite Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor?
I have to tell you, do you know how difficult it is to, because I'll walk malls in bad weather,
yep.
And Bellevue Square has a Ben & Jerry's, and man, it
and
is so
difficult. That's a scooper one? Like, where you get,
it's so trouble. Difficult to walk by that. Oh, man, and I sometimes just avoid that hall. I go, you know, I'm not going to go down that hall.
It's just because you know that you're in trouble. Dude, I've done that at the South Hill Mall, where I'm like, I got to go to this place and that place, but there's Annie Ann's.
Oh, yeah.
And I know myself, there is no strength, there is no willpower.
Nope.
It's like those damn pretzel nuggets. They're just so quick and easy.
Oh. And I have to tell myself, like, there's so many places I walk by in the mall and I go, I can't get that. No, you can't get that. You haven't exercised enough to get that. You're exercising in the first place. I mean, you know.
But you're exercising. You get to do that because you're exercising,
yeah,
right?
I'd have to go in and see what new flavors there are for Ben & Jerry's, because I'm a Cherry Garcia guy. That's always my go-to.
They have so many new ones. Like, I do like the Netflix and Chilled of their newer flavors. That one might be my favorite.
Yeah, I want to try that. Yeah.
That one, I think it's called Peanut Butter PB Cookie. And it's just like a peanut butter ice cream and cookie.
Ooh.
Okay. Gotta love the cookie.
There's the peanut butter ice cream with the sweet and salty pretzel swirls, which is part of the Netflix and Chilled one.
Netflix and Chilled is my favorite. But then the PB, I usually will get two of them and then mix them.
So and the mix PB them?
Cookie,
that's pretty hardcore.
And Netflix and Chilled, and I'll just
get a cold still creamer in that bitch.
Well, I wouldn't get that crazy, but like I'll just get a couple scoops.
Oh, you gotta get a slab. Get a frozen slab and just do it up. Come on, man. You're not trying hard enough if you don't have one of those freezer slabs built into the counter of your home.
I just love whoever is working at Ben & Jerry's clearly loves peanut butter and peanut butter flavored stuff, like, or peanut butter in their stuff, like this peanut butter, like chocolate.
Well, see, that's as good as Ben & Jerry's is, it's why it's really tough for me to go to South Center or Westgate Shopping Town, whatever they're calling down South Center Mall, because they've got that Cloud 9 ice cream.
That one's good.
That is so good.
Pistachio, that's a good flavor.
Pistachio. Wait a second. Are there pistachios in the pistachio ice cream?
None. Better be. Just walnuts.
Wait a second. This sounds like Inception.
See, my favorite one is Chunky Monkey, because I like bananas in my ice creaming.
Yeah. I mean, look, bananas and ice cream are a classic.
It's like a banana split. It's
absolutely.
Great. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that Chunky and that Monkey.
I'm torn between Chunky Monkey and the cookie dough. I love cookie dough
just
ice cream.
Just a simple cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah. That's like always my flavored Blizzard when I go to Dairy Queen. I love cookie dough.
Good call.
Yeah, that's not me. You guys can have all the... It's like your Almond Joys with me. You can have all the cookie dough you want.
Why are you hating on cookie dough?
Because I want my cookies cooked.
You don't eat like... I mean, okay.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good argument.
Yeah. That's really what it is.
All right.
I've never been a guy to lick the spoon. I always thought that
really?
Was gross. I'm like, it's not cooked yet. I'll lick the icing. No, I will do that.
Yeah, salmonella will be damned. I'm going to eat that cookie dough.
Yeah, not me, buddy.
So is that the best peanut butter? Ben & Jerry's flavor was Cluster Fluff. Sadly, it's now discontinued. So it's at the gravesite of old Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
That's the greatest name in the history of names.
Cluster Fluff.
Yeah. I wonder if it had fluff in it, like marshmallow fluff in it.
You know, he probably did.
I mean, that's...
The Flavor Graveyard. BJ, I mean, Vicky's on their page.
Of course she is. You look at...
Support stuff.
Yeah. So thanks to Steve, it's Netflix and Chilled. That's the best flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is, the cluster fluff was peanut butter ice cream, caramel cluster pieces, marshmallow swirls, and peanut buttery swirls, too.
Why'd they get rid of that? Seems like an amazing thing.
No idea.
I don't know, dude.
Well, your son's in the room. I'm curious. He loves food, too.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
Yeah. I like the flavor everything but it's chocolate and vanilla swirl with Heath-like fudge pieces. They have Reese's cups in it.
Oh.
White chocolate pieces in
it. Oh, it does have everything but
Yeah, and chocolate-covered espresso beans as well, I believe.
Whoa!
Damn.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, son, you could bring that to your father once in a while just for a little thing.
Yeah. If I bring it to you, you're going to eat it all.
That's the idea.
Oh, yeah, there it is. You just pulled it up.
But I imagine everything but the kitchen sink is, but they're just not saying kitchen sink. That's pretty sweet. Literally.
That would be a fun job.
What?
To be part of the creative team that comes up with these different concoctions for Ben & Jerry's.
Yes, I hope so.
A bunch of weed and just have some fun.
That's what I think it is.
I'd be afraid I'd get sick of ice cream.
There's no chance. There's not a chance
in
hell.
Not a chance for me, yeah.
I thought that was the case, but you know the donuts guys, they all tell you, oh yeah, wait till you have to make these every day, then you're going to be sick of them.
If you had to make a custom flavor that represented you, it'd be like the Steve Miggs something.
Oh, it would be the sack
what
special.
What would be in there?
BJ's right. It would be the sack special.
The sack
special. Flavored
salty.
Ice cream.
Sack flavored ice cream. That's
what
Steve.
What the hell?
Burlap sack?
No.
It would definitely be like a vanilla with peanut butter, maybe a little caramel swirl.
Ooh.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think of anything that I want hard in there.
Pretzels?
Excuse me?
Pretzels. Yes, definitely pretzels. Maybe I would put the pretzels that are the pretzel balls that have the little peanut butter stuffed inside of the pretzels.
Yes. Oh, that's
nice.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Somebody call Ben & Jerry's.
And I'll just call it Migs Pretzel Ball Swirl.
Yeah, that's it.
That just rolls right off the tongue.
It surely does. I mean, that's Madison Avenue right there. Give him a call. Somebody call
Great
Don Draper. Let's get this
out. Pretzel.
Yeah.
How about that? Great balls of pretzel. It's a flaming pretzel ball on the cover.
Now it's flaming?
Well, just on the cover, because it's like Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, I see. You could make it a spicy pretzel.
I don't want the spice.
Well, then, I don't know about the Great Balls, but we'll have to work on it.
All right, then, what? Migs ball-filled pretzel thingy. There you go.
Ball-filled pretzel thingy.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, check out its OnlyFans.
I mean, look.
What are you putting in your concoction.
Well, I'm not putting your balls in there, I'll tell you that.
Pretzel balls.
Yeah, that's not happening. I like the vanilla as well. I'm with you on the vanilla. I like pecans, so some sort of praline pecan vanilla-y kind of a thing, but maybe some, maybe like, you know, I also like salted caramel, and maybe, and I am a big, I like chocolate covered something, so I think chocolate covered nuts. Almost like, I would like, you know how they have the drumsticks?
Yes.
I would like a drumsticky kind of flavor with my ice cream. So, I mean, whatever the flavor palette is for that. So, a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of nuts.
So Steve's with the balls.
Yeah.
You're with the nuts.
BJ's chocolate salty nuts.
My nuts are salty and tasty and chocolatey. Steve's balls are, well, they're ball filled, whatever that means.
Yours, we call it, it's BJ's nuts for chocolate.
That's actually a pretty good name.
Yeah. I like that one.
All right. See, you've got flaming balls of ball filled, but I'll take the nuts for chocolate.
So I said Steve's flavors just be called nice, and it's $6.90 per pint.
Yes. That's the winner.
Sold.
That is the winner. All right, guys, we have a bigger question that we have to answer. And that is, what do Ryan Castle and Halloween decorations have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Halloween decorations have in common?
I don't come out of the basement very often.
That's true.
It's true right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that where your studio is?
Yes, it's also where I keep my Halloween decorations. But you know what? Some of the Halloween decorations here in the bar in the basement are up year round. So they're not Halloween decorations. They're just decorations.
One texter says they're both in Danny's home year round.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. See?
They both scare the crap out of Migs.
Yeah.
And they both frighten children.
Yeah, they do.
I had a kid come down my driveway last year and say it was too spooky, and I never felt more proud in my life.
Well, you got up your game. There's a guy in Dallas named Steven. He put up such realistic-looking Halloween decorations that people keep calling the cops on him. Bloody bodies, blood splatter, and more, and it looks very, very real, almost too real. And, yeah, the cops been called on him several times. He's been home for two of those police visits. And fortunately for him, the cops have been okay with his decorations so far, but, man.
Oh, whoa, I'm looking at it. It's gnarly.
Yeah, it's very gnarly, dude. Dude, I mean, it looks.
But it's also disturbing. It's over the top gnarly. Like there's a guy hanging from the roof with a knife in its head.
Yeah, that's normal, isn't it? Ryan Castle, he hasn't got a knife in his head, but he does have a 12 pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
So yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Ham is taken from what part of the pig?
Its ass.
No.
Oh. Leg.
Yes. Well, you never had a rump roast? Rev was so upset about it. I hope he's never had a rump roast of anything.
I don't know if they make rump roast out of pig butt.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about steak.
Well, we're talking about pig.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea is you do eat the... Well, never mind. That's a very bad way to put that.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.